Blog Talk Radio.
I just had to rest my way.
Yeah, it's Trap for Love.
I see the way you make your body move on the dance floor. Give me attitude along what I ask for. Use a bad chick, always gotta grasp it. Turn around, bouncing like a rabbit. Don't worry, that's the way I like women. I love them all, especially the white women. I don't dance when I'm watching you. Do your thing as I drop the groove. I spit from the middle of my throat so you feel me. Get it how I get it, I'm a rhythm so I'm getting sweet. Touch your toe, drop it on the floor and back. Let it go, show them how we flow in that.
Walk on the dance floor, love the way you get right. Head close as I get tired. What's the mood, shaking everything you want to. Baby, I spit the vibe.
With the quickness that you wobble along. But don't die, try to be what you gon' learn, yo. We got the skills and skills to get the body chill up together. We gon' turn it up for real. No waiting, no hesitation. We gonna bring you all into a new revelation. So let's all go to a special place where people like us collaborate. And we be putting in the time to create the ish that lose your mind. So we got our own style, our own recipe, a near universal metal for versatility. So come together, riding out on top of hate, and you know that we keep it versatile.
Hi, this is Miss Silhouette, also known as Daniela Sanchez from New York City, wishing you guys a happy one-year anniversary, rocking with Versatile Radio.
Versatile Radio, promoting, entertainment, worldwide, Miss Silhouette, from the east, to the west, let's go,
Hi, this is Miss Silhouette, also known as Daniela Sanchez from New York City, wishing you guys a happy one-year anniversary, rocking with Versatile Radio.
Catch me if you can, lock me up and throw away the key. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Trapola. Keeping it rocking with Versatile Radio. Live to tell. Celebrating 1 year banging them beats. That's right.
This is such a bad situation. No matter what I choose, I lose. Just to be around each other, even more to be away from you. Bags all packed, now I'm second guessing. Is my pride worth losing you? Manhood got me asking questions. Does giving in still make me cool? Yeah. Now I know I'm the problem. Never really let you in. If I don't put my pride aside, there's no way that we can win. Yeah. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry. Gotta keep it all inside. Never show fear. Swallow them tears. Don't let them go from your eyes. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry, but they don't know my life. Baby, for a girl like you, I'ma do what I gotta do. All these bones are piled up, trying to dig your way to the bottom. For too long now you're giving up. Yeah. And we both had to suffer, even though it's all on me. I know that it was wrong how I did you. It's the only way I know to be. Yeah, I might be the problem. I know that I've been holding back. If I just kept it 100, then I know that this would last. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry. Gotta keep it all inside. Never show fear, swallow them tears. Don't let them fall from your eyes. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry, but they don't know my life. Baby, for a girl like you, I'ma do what I gotta do. Pull out the punches, open up the gate to my heart. Tell you everything I've been keeping, if it means a brand new start. Yeah. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry. Gotta keep it all inside. Never show fear, follow them fears. Don't let them fall from your eyes. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry, but they don't.
Hey, what's up? It's me, freestyle artist Caramello, and you're in the mix with Versatile Radio. Happy 1 year anniversary, guys.
Hey, what's up, party people? This is your girl, Marla G, in the place to be on Versatile Radio. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Father. You shined your light on me. I've waited all my life.
I don't know how. Woodstock. Collaborating worldwide.
Make them stretch till they wreck or their breath stop. No one be messing with drop. Bust them all if you die. Come with me and I'll make sure you don't need anything, cause anything we gon' be. Think about it, we speak about it, oh damn. We can flow, stick and show, so the hoes dig. For the fans, why I do it, cause I'm all in. Take my chance, fly through it, cause I'm balling. Never stalling when it comes to the top beats. Kept it calm, the trinity falling nightly. They wanna be me, maybe even O-Ren. That's how you know when your mama goes, oh damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Tripola, keeping it rocking with Versatile Radio.
1 month ago to radio, I was happy as a lot. But now, I go for walks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the movies.
This is Tripola, keeping it rocking with Versatile Radio. Live to tell, celebrating 1 year banging them beats.
1 month ago to radio, I was happy as a lot. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench. Though day after day I've tried, I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, again I ride.
Well, I ain't seen her at the cleaners for a while. She must be doing good. Out the hood, worth a while, living like she should. I used to peep her all the time, trying to get crushed. Her soul was lost, looking wild as she gets up. I still hear her voice calling out my name clear. I look around for the same, but she ain't here. I remember when we ventured on our first date. The groove was smooth, so was you. Put in workplace, you in my mind. Every time I hit the track, that you used to love the bump on me, driving in the back. Have you seen her? Yeah, she slipped through my fingers. I'm going out without a rock and roll to linger. I'm pushing time to catch a scent, reminisce of the time that we spent after dark on the bank. Represent her everywhere I go in the streets. Damn, even at the liquor store.
On the street, and even at the picture show, have you seen her?
Up on the ringtone stays the same. Loaded digits on my phone. Watch you writing in the rain. She finally called back, telling me she's all that. Switch my girls, put my world and watch you fall back. I've never done nothing wrong, but you going now. Playing games with my brain makes up one dream. I thought we lived strong, wrong, had a fast me. Testing both our flesh, I progress while you press me. Without you, I probably wouldn't do this now. But you had to give me proof that you choose it every time. I scream your name through the flames and the pain. I sustain everything, but you can't hold me. Gang, I miss your smile. I know it's only been a while, but I can see you on the street. You thought of kicking it out loud. You need a space, it's okay, you could've told me. Instead of lying, why you hiding, acting like you're phony? Get on the daily, now she playing me. I wore my clothes wide, she saw me, call me crazy. I'm going crazy, I see her face almost anywhere. It's never hurt, but I swear it's just an any bit. Try to forget every line that she said, but I can't get her out my mind, living inside of my head. Forever, she'll be better if I can get her out the rain. Dog, I'm going through the flames to get her rain so we can stay strong. At least I thought, I guess we changed, now we don't talk. Been flocked through the game, hope they don't flop. I need a though, even though we on and off again. Let's take a walk and think it off again to not be friends. Cause when you're here, I feel I'm needing my space. But every time you leave, I can't stop seeing your face. This shit is crazy. We went from deadly down to no more. Can't believe you would drag me, blame me for the encore.
Live to tell music.
Live to tell music.
To tell
Tripolar.
Tripolar.
TC Productions.
TC Productions.
TC Productions.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Bring it back,
bring it back.
At Versatile Radio.
Radio.
One love,
one love,
one love. Versatile Radio. Unity in music. Worldwide.
Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody. It's hump day.
What's up?
Oh, so, as you guys already know, we got Mr. J. Royal in the house today. How you doing, Mr. Jason?
Yo, it's J. Roy. What's going on?
Yeah.
How you doing, Mr. Royal?
Not too bad. I want to thank you guys for having me here on Versatile Radio. You know, so
my
far, so good. My
on.
Day's moving smooth, bringing it to a end.
That's right.
Well,
thank you for being on with us.
What was that?
I said, I'm sorry, can you hear me? I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah, I hear you fine now.
I wanted to thank you for being on with us. We have a lot of people calling in, I believe, right now. Am I right, Mary?
Yeah, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
You already know, but you ain't that big headed. You know what I'm saying? You have a whole lot of fans out there.
Yeah, I like to call them my supporters. I don't really like the term fans. These are like my extended family members. You know, they're my supporters. I'm almost like a people's artist. So these are the people that have helped me get to the position that I'm in. So we're more like a big family. You know.
That's what's up, Jason. Well, look it. We're going to go ahead and we want to start this off. First of all, I want to apologize to all of the supporters out there and all the Versatile Radio listeners that, I know you guys have kind of been anticipating this episode here with Mr. Jason. And we had to go ahead and postpone it, but thank you guys. Thank everybody that is still hanging in there, still listening and supporting Mr. Jason Royal. We want to go ahead and start this interview off with telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and just describe basically your career and where you're at with it right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm getting a bit of a feedback from your mic, so I'm gonna pick up what I can hear. But basically, you know, those who know me, I'm J. Royal. I'm a recording artist, entertainer, philanthropist. Health and fitness advocate and mogul, you could say. Pretty much, you know, my career. I'm one of those dudes that was born and raised in New York City. So, basically, you know, music, hip hop is engraved into my soul. And I had the aspirations of every young, you know, young adult trying to grow up. And, you know, we did our writing of music. You know, we definitely used music to be our vehicle to get us through some of the hardest situations in life. So I've always been an avid lover and, you know, writer of music. But along that path, you know, I had other endeavors and other loves, you know, health and fitness being one of them. And just, you know, just pretty much mentoring anyone else around me to be in a better position. So those were a lot of things that I latched on to my years growing up. And pretty much that's what I'm involved in now. You know, I'm big on my music. I'm big on the entertainment, you know, but at the same time, I still try to be a positive role model for those around me that would actually listen to anything that I have to say.
I just want to say, when you go big, you go big. I mean, is that where Royale came from? Because, I mean, you've got a lot of things going on right now. Like, and you got kind of like put the meaning to Bionic Man. You know what I mean?
You got
your clothing line going on. Not only that, but you got into, from what I saw, was you're an inspirational speaker with advocates against domestic violence, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know or if you're familiar with what a royal flush is, but in the hand of poker, a royal flush is the biggest, the best hand possible. That's the winning hand. Nothing at all could beat that hand.
So that was the
mindset behind naming my whole entertainment company, my foundation, my record label, everything a Royal Flush, because everything that I do ever since I was young, I do it to catastrophic, huge, big proportions. You know, my motto is basically, if you're not gonna do it, don't do it at all. And you know, just
don't
like in the gym,
we go hard
or we go home. You know, so everything that I do, I give my all, 110, sometimes 150%. That's a good
for
thing
sure.
and a bad thing, because sometimes it'll cause you to overdo it, you know, overwhelm yourself, but I really don't know any other way.
For sure. That's an excellent, Alicia. That was excellent. Let me just back it up a little bit. Jason, as a youngster in your youth, tell us a little bit about what brought you to this path, or whether it be somebody you met up with, something that happened to you, or just something you believe you might have.
That brought me to what? To this town or to where I'm at right now?
No. To this path in entertainment.
To this chapter?
Yes, sir.
It's a multitude of things that brought me to this chapter. You know, life is a learning experience. So there were a lot of good things that I did in my life, but then at the same time, there was a lot of trial and error. You know, there were a lot of endeavors that I attempted that I don't want to call a failure, but, you know, you can't win at everything in life. So you use those learning lessons to move on to the next thing. The key is just to never stop. So, I mean, basically a lot of my life experiences, you know, being not from the richest family, you know, but yet still from a household that had a lot of good values and standards, are some of the most important things that brought me to the position that I'm at in life right now. But just, you know, obviously my love of music, like I said, being in the Bronx where we can undeniably can't doubt that or deny the fact that that's where hip-hop and real music started, you know, just being in that culture, the New York City culture, like that was embedded in my brain. So that was always something in the back of my mind, you know, whether it was entertaining music, and just being there, I was also big in my boxing and, you know, any kind of martial arts. So that's what led me into the health and fitness gym world also. So it's like an even blend of both worlds. You know, I definitely love the party. I definitely love my nightlife. But I still feel you got to have a balance and you got to have a happy medium where you take care of yourself in the daytime. So it was just a mix of those both worlds with a good family upbringing, a strong mother, independent woman that didn't take no check from me at all. That pretty much, you know, between all three of those categories, got you talking to Jay Royal right now.
All right, for sure. Well, you know, like Miss Alicia Iglesias just kind of brought up right now, you know, we at Versatile Radio, we love to bring out the best of any artist that is on their way to big success, such as yourself. And say a little word or two about where they came from and what inspired them so that you're able to encourage our listeners, other listeners or other people that, you know what I'm saying, that are on that same road that you were on, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, like Ms. Alicia says, you're involved in a whole lot of the events and things like that. So this is the reason why we wanted to touch down mostly with you on this particular subject.
There's a lot of feedback there. I picked up half of that. A lot of feedback.
Hang on, Mary, I can't hear you. I'm getting like feedback from I don't know what. Hold on.
Is that a little bit better?
I'm there.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. I don't know where I'm getting it from, but I'm getting a lot of feedback. Can you guys hear it, or is it just me?
No, I hear it too.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Is that a little bit better?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, we do apologize for any inconvenience.
I'm gonna hang up and then call back again. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Royal.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. So you can hear me a little bit better now, right?
I can hear you good enough. I can make out what you're saying.
All right. We apologize. What I was trying to say earlier was, what Miss Alicia Glesh, my co-host, had brought up earlier about the different events and the different charities that you are involved in, and you actually are involved in, as far as business wise, a whole lot of different things. And the reason we wanted to touch down on that particular point right there is, because we at Versatile Radio, we like to have any artist such as yourself that is on their way to success, bring up, where you came from and what you went through, so that you're able to relate to and motivate those other artists that are out there trying to make it and trying to come up. And, like you said, also, that's where original hip hop came from, is from the street. Right.
I mean, what put me in the position to be that type of dude? Because we all have options in life. You got a lot of artists. You have a lot of entertainers. You have a lot of businessmen who their ultimate goal is to make a dollar. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody wants to get paid. Everybody has to work. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But at the same time, if you can earn a living, and through that means of earning that living, if you can figure out a way to give back, I mean, I feel like there's no reason why you shouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's easier said than done, but, I mean, me being a person that really didn't come from anything, I know how important it is just for someone in my position to sit down and speak. I know how important it is just for a younger person, or even someone who's not in power, someone who feels weak or insecure at that moment, to have someone that can look at them and relate to them and explain to them that they were in that same position, if not in a worse position, and through certain actions and planning in advance how you can get out of those situations. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I just look at my youth growing up. I look at the things that I wish I had that could have helped me to become who I am at a way younger age. You know what I'm saying? So if I can touch a kid at 9, 10, 11, 12 years old and give them the same fundamentals and knowledge that was given to me that I didn't pick up on until I was 23, 24 years old, that kid will have an even better chance at life than me. Same thing with the women. You know what I mean? I feel if women can hear certain words coming out of a man's mouth, that they'll realize that certain situations that they're dealing with, they don't have to deal with those situations. They don't have to categorize men as all being in the same position, all having the same intentions. So I figured, basically the quicker I can get to people, the quicker I can instill right from wrong, and not only paint the picture, but show them how you can get from point A to point B, I feel like, you can touch a lot of people at a younger age. And bigger than anything else, it's my daughters. I mean, my daughters are about to go through the same process that I went through. My daughters are about to grow up in the same world that I grew up in. So I figured as any souls that I could touch that could probably or ultimately cross paths with my daughters, if I can make sure everybody has the right intentions and the right mindset and basically are on the positive side of the road, it can do nothing but good. So, I mean, like I said, we all got to make a living. We all want to be businessmen. We all want to be owners. We all want to be entertainers. But it is possible for you to make those dreams a reality while giving back at the exact same time. And that's pretty much, you know, why I consider myself a people's artist, because I'm going to take my people mm-hmm. on the journey with me, but I'm going to give back. The same that I get out of this, I want to make sure that I know at the end of the night I can go to bed and know that I gave back that same amount, if not more.
That's right. And, you know, me kind of scrolling through potential – go ahead. Go ahead, Alicia.
Okay, you put me in. Good. I just want to apologize for earlier, but now that you got on the subject of sleep, I was inspired by what you said in your yes. bio. You said that there's somebody – don't dream – okay, brothers, you know that don't dream when they sleep. They think while they sleep. And that if somebody needs you in the middle of the night, you won't sleep. I mean, you know, explain to me that. I take it as one thing, but I want to know from you what.
I'm happy that you brought up that fact. The first thing I like to bring to the table is to make sure that everyone in the world knows that there are some guys that will talk that I talk, but they don't really live it. That simple statement right there, when I tell you this, is so true, down to my other world, down to my health and fitness world, down to when I put a new person on a regimen, on a diet plan or a workout program, the last thing I look at that person is I look at them and I tell them, I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, if you have a question, a concern, or even just want to talk, you call me or text me. And that's the truth. When you claim to be this person that has devoted your life to the well-being of others. I mean, of course you can't put yourself last either. Of course you got to make sure you're okay. But when you claim to be that person, that's a 24-hour-a-day job. I mean, because when I in no way promote not sleeping. However, that will probably be the one situation where I am the biggest hypocrite in the world, because I am a brother that lives on about 2 hours, if no sleep, because I have so many things going on, and I have so many people that depend on me that literally, in the most literal sense possible, I can't sleep, because when I go to sleep, I know there is somebody else, whether in a different time zone, in my same time zone, that depends on something that I need to bring to the table. It could be something that hasn't even been mm-hmm. made up yet, but the fact that my mind is thinking of that and putting that thought into action will benefit that person who at that moment is up
for sure.
and going through a rough
and
time.
And real quick, probably a whole lot of listeners out there, they would say, how do you do that, Jason?
Let me tell you something. I'm asked that question about 20 times a day. My people in front of me don't believe it. My supporters and my family on the internet, I don't even know how I do it. I don't know. It's just the yearn. It's just the drive. It's the passion that's inside of me that literally will keep me going. I mean, there's really no answer. I wish I could tell you there was a drug or a pill or something that I was doing, because let me tell you something. I would be filthy rich for selling that drug or that pill. But there really is nothing. There really is nothing. It's honestly, I think first and foremost, it's the fact that I take care of my body physically in the gym, which gives me a little bit more strength, but it's more willpower. I mean, at the end of the day, there are nights that I do get home early enough, you know, 11, 12 o'clock at night, where I can pass out and get a full 5-6 hours of sleep. In my world, that's a lot of sleep. But for some reason, I can't. You know, my mind is just still spinning from responsibilities from in that day, and now I'm going into what I got planned for the next day. And, you know, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's zero, but how I make it through the next day, I have no idea. I've been doing this for a while now. I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to knock it. I'm just going to keep trucking forward, you know.
All right, cool. I'm good with that.
But I don't promote it. You got to sleep, people.
No, I hear you.
I'm trying
to actually put myself in the audience, you know, in their place. They'd be like, I'm going to go ahead and do this for you. I believe, because you're such a good man at heart, and only God knows your heart, that big man upstairs. So with whatever you have inside your heart, I believe it's the power of the Holy Spirit, brother.
You got it right. You got to see.
That's definitely changed.
What it is. I don't like to get too deep into religion because I've got a lot of followers and supporters from
that's
every walk of life with a lot of different beliefs. But as, for those who do know me, they know that I'm a man of very strong faith, and I believe that I have a mission, and it's that power that keeps me going. Because if you really saw what I accomplished in a 24-hour day on zero rest, there's got to be something else driving me. We do. From I was young, people always told me there was something about me, but they couldn't pinpoint what it is, and that's what it is, you know. But like I said, I don't want to question it. I just want to keep moving forward with it and just keep doing, just knowing that I, at the end of the day, I use it in the most positive way possible.
Most definitely. Well, we right here at Versatile Radio, we're going to say it for you. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, damn it.
God bless.
Yeah,
amen,
brother.
Amen to that.
You know what? I just want to say this. There was another something that was on your bio, too, that I was empowered by. And it's just something like, life is nothing but choices. Choose to be better than who you were yesterday while taking as many like-minded individuals with you as possible. That is the guaranteed recipe for success.
That's it. That's it.
That's it right there. In a nutshell.
There's no other explanation.
Exactly.
I would love to say school. I would love to say college degrees. I would love to say all of those things are tools and added bonuses to get you to where you want to be in a faster or more efficient way. But those fundamentals that I stated right there are the facts that if you follow those key steps right there on my word as a man, and anyone that knows me will tell you that my word is my bond. If you follow those steps right there, you are guaranteed success. What level of success, I can't guarantee, but you will be successful in any endeavor that you attempt. And the
Absolutely.
Beautiful thing about that is I'm surrounded by so many people. So like I said, once again, these aren't things that I can just say. I have teams of people that are around me on a daily basis. And anything that I ever quote, they will back that up 110%. You know, I live by what I say.
Absolutely. A man of wise words here at Versatile Radio.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we're going to go ahead and we're kind of, you know, we apologize to the audience that we don't have a whole lot of time to spend with Jason. But there are quite a few callers on the line right now that we are going to go ahead and bring live with you right quick. But first, we're going to go ahead and jump to Raise the Roof.
Let's get
it. A little bit about this. Yeah. Tell us about.
Oh, you want to know about Raise the Roof? Raise the Roof speaks for itself. You know, I'm a New Yorker that temporarily relocated to Miami for a couple of years. So that Miami culture was probably one of the strongest and most exciting four-year run of my life. So I have a lot of Miami and down south ways that are also embedded in me that I refuse to kick. And, you know, Raise the Roof was just an element of, you know, just having a good time, you know, being somewhere in a nice tropical sunny weather, beautiful people around you. And just basically living to the max, man. Like the words of that title, Raise the Roof, there really is no explanation. It's a matter of feeling sexy, looking sexy, thinking positive, and just basically experiencing life to the max. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's for an hour that night or 4 hours in the club or even in your car, even cleaning your house, for that moment, that 3 minutes and 30 seconds of that song, your goal is to just enjoy life and raise the roof.
Raise the roof right here. Yeah. Versatile.
Let's get it.
Do you want to go ahead and throw out any shout-outs, anybody that helped you on this track right here?
That Raise the Roof was Raise the Roof was produced by my co-pilots, my teammates, my partner, Royal Mafia. We got a couple guys involved in that team. We got Santiago, we got Stife, and we got the man behind that beat, Zachary. Those guys literally. They are geniuses of what they do as far as whether it's building beats or just having the ear to make a hit. So basically, I brought my A game. They brought their A game. We sat up in the studio for a couple hours, and you know we knew once we were done that was a certified hit, and the acceptance and the response from the world just co-signed what we knew the day we made that track. So huge shout out to the Royal Family, Royal Mafia Family. And you can expect a lot more from the Royal Flush, Royal Mafia team.
Coming out of Miami, right?
Nah, those guys are actually, we're up here, we're up north. We're actually up north, but we just, you know, Santiago's a multi-platinum producer, so he worked with artists all over the world. You know, Sife, same thing. Mm-hmm. Sife has worked with Michael Jackson. These guys have put their years into the game. So We didn't have to specifically be in Miami to give a Miami vibe. We've been in Miami. We've been all over the world. So those experiences stay with us anywhere we're at. But that video, that video was shot in Miami. So if you want to see the video to even add to that track, you can go to my YouTube page. Just
bringing
go to YouTube, type in Jay Royal.
Stop.
Raise the roof.
Stop. Andrew. Andrew.
And you will see the
Aloha, this is XCT, straight up from Hawaii, in the 808. Happy anniversary to Versatile Radio. I love you guys. Mwah. Aloha.
You don't know it's Royal Flush, Royal Mafia in the building. We're going to turn on the place.
Ain't nobody messing with my style. They say they running with me, but I beat them by a mile. Beat it when I get there, but the beat don't want to round. Said that I'm the king. them floors up. Girl say them ready, they're not ready for the quarter. Pose up, I see the girl in my pose up. Under me anyway, miss me when me roll out. Watch out for the girl in my fall out. Get all the girl left, no doubt. One girl, two girl, three girl, four girl, more girl, more girl, more girl.
Let me see those hands up. This is initial to get you aroused. A little permission to get you the house. The minute I'm in it, I'm bending you out. You didn't know it, you know it now. Blah! Shorty say she want it in the bathroom. I hit her from the back in the back room. I got the easy pass in the lag room. Dip it in the stash, dripping pants, grabbing ass too. Boom!
Girl, you know you got that nook in that make appetite. Girl, you know you got that cookie, make a bread a shake. Girl, you know you got that good ass that me happy like.
Rock up the place and mash up the place and knock up the place and
Let me see those hands, let me see those hands.
Yeah.
Like
what's happening, ladies?
We got
hey,
Mr.
I
J. Royale on the line.
Are we on the line?
Yeah, we on the line, Mr. J. Royale. You know what? I wanted to get to something real quick. You have an upcoming special in Double L Mix magazine, am I right?
Double XL, yeah, the hip-hop magazine.
And that releases May 20th, right?
That's May 20th. That's a nationwide publication. That's going to be the freshman issue. That's the most anticipated issue of that magazine every year. I'm
and
not
right
one
here,
of the freshmen,
radio,
but I'm featured in that issue.
You got to go out and get it. I know I'm going to be out and get it. All the listeners, they need to go out and go get one. Because if you guys haven't seen this dude, he is hot. Like, you just don't even know. He's talking about bodybuilding and working out. Man, this man has looked like somebody chiseled his abs
right
out of place.
I'm gonna keep it real, Jason. You know, I be scrolling through mine or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, when I do have that opportunity to prospect future artists that are gonna appear on Versatile Radio,
right.
And it was not only your looks that caught my attention, but as I started digging a little bit, you know, and when I do this, I don't spend more than 5 minutes doing it.
Right.
Okay. But something caught my attention more than just your bomb ass looks. Okay.
Right.
It was everything that you were into. Let's go ahead and throw up the links and tell everybody everything that you want them to know about what you're involved in and how they can touch down with you.
I mean, first and foremost, you know, I always want everyone to understand that there is a bigger plan, and the plan is obviously, in my case, is going to be my my everything that I'm involved with, my domestic violence campaign, you know, and my youth mentorship. So bigger than anything else, those are going to be the two number one main objectives, because that's pretty much why I'm doing everything that I'm doing outside of what's in front of me. You know, but bigger than that, obviously everything else that I'm involved in, my clothing line, theroyalflushlife.com, clothing line. You know, of course, I obviously want to get my creativity, my designs, and my, you know, me and my partner, David Pomalis, he's the vice president of my Royal Flush line, get our ideas out there. It's definitely exciting seeing people wearing our ideas, but at the same time, there's an underlying reason why we do that, and that's basically just to generate funds so that we can give to our charitable and our foundation movements, you know. So there's always that. There's the clothing line, royalflushlife.com. You know, Royal Flush, I don't know if I touched on the fact, you know, originally started as a bike club, so I'm a huge motorcycle enthusiast. So, you know, I got to give mm-hmm. shout-out to all my bike riders out there. You know, the season is impending on us. So I need to make sure that my bike riders are safe, and I need to make sure that the drivers out there are, you know, aware of the bikes on the road, because, you know, a driver can get into a fender bender and walk it off. A motorcyclist and a fender bender, that could be his life, you know. So that's pretty much what Royal Flush originally started as. It was a motorcycle club turned into a foundation. And now we got the entertainment side of things. You know, we got J. Roy. We got J. Roy making music that people are loving. You know, like you guys stated, XXL picked up on the same thing. You know, many people do give me the time of day based on my initial appearance, and I appreciate that, and I feel blessed for that. But more importantly, I like to hear what they felt after the initial. Okay, you know, I can look at him, but does he have anything to say? And I love and I respect the fact that people can see inside my head and see inside my heart and see what I really try to show and what I really believe. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that through actions I'm able to portray those, you know, to those that are willing to listen and those that are willing to hear. Again, you can't touch everybody, and that was one of the first lessons I learned in life as a businessman and as an individual, was that you cannot please everybody, and some people just don't want to be pleased. But I'm happy for those that all willing to hear my words and, you know, utilize them in any way that they're able to in life. Outside of that, you know, you can follow me on my website, jroyal.com, J-A-Y-Royal, R-O-Y-A-L.com. That kind of, like, sums up my entire movement, you know, between the health and fitness.
I was just going to say that, because if you Google that everything will come up.
Everything comes up one shot. The health and fitness, the clothing line, the music, the entertainment side of things, the tour. We got an up-and-coming tour, the King is Coming tour. You know, we got a lot of things going, so the jroyal.com kind of, you know, sums that all up. My Instagram, we're trying to get the Instagram popping right now. So Instagram, you can follow me, jroyalofficial, J-A-Y, Royal, R-O-Y-A-L, official. That's my Instagram. I'm one of those follow me, I follow you back type of individuals. So follow me and I'll follow you back. Twitter, same situation, King J Royal, K-I-N-G-J-A-Y-R-O-Y-A-L. And I'm trending on YouTube right now, so you don't even need the YouTube page. Just go on YouTube and just type in J Royal, and you'll see my recent projects. I'm actually going to be shooting a video for one of my R&B love tracks, Me and You, that I released a couple months ago. We'll be shooting that in New York City this Sunday,
and
Miss Tina
right,
Perez.
Right
so.
Then and there, let me just mention that that song right there was and is my favorite by Mr.
Thank
J.
You.
Royal.
My ladies, you know what's funny? My ladies keep telling me that, and me being a club and a partier, I kind of neglected that song. You know what I mean? I respect it and I love it, but at the end of the day, I'm always about something that can get people moving in the club and can get the bottles popping and enjoying life. But every one of my females, they always come back and they're like, yo, Jay, that me and you just – That was that song that put shivers down people's spines. And even when I was writing that song, it put shivers down my spine, because it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real. That song was from the heart. But yeah. So I mean, every artist has that one song that they can admit that they neglected as far as pushing and putting money behind. But I recently I woke up and I was like, Jay, that song right there holds a lot of truth and a lot of power. So we got to push that song to the max right now. So you can expect
sure, right,
that video
right
dropping
here.
Real soon. And that song's available
radio.
On iTunes. You can go on iTunes right now and you know, pull up J Royal. You'll find the Raise the Roof, and you can find Me and You on iTunes, Amazon, and every downloadable music download site there is. You can own that song right now.
All right, there you go. Let's go ahead and back it up a little bit. The event you have coming up, give us a date and a location.
The event, the video shoot.
No, you said had another event coming up.
I got a lot of events coming up. I mean, we got a lot of charitable events. We got a lot of 5Ks we got going on. I've got shows that I'm not able to disclose just yet because my managers are still in the process of a negotiation. But we got Miami. We have the King is Coming tour. That's not a specific event date. That's going to be for the summer. Late summer, we're going to be touring L.A., Houston, Texas, Arizona, South Florida, Atlanta, Chicago, Louisiana. We're going to be everywhere. So that's going to be my first tour, promo tour. The King is Coming. So those dates, again, the dates are locked in, but they haven't been released just yet. So those are pretty much under wraps right now.
For a man of many aspects and areas, you managed to find the words to inspire people and put on your Facebook. What struck me was something like this. It said, fairy tale lives are only in fairy tales. In real life, you're going to hurt and heal. You're going to laugh and cry. You're going to be confident and nervous. You're going to be happy and sad. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have cash and be broke. And more importantly, you're going to be loved and hated. But the fact that you're alive to experience all those different feelings is proof enough that you're living life, which is reality, which in reality is your fairy tale. Where did that come from?
That came from my life, man. People that will go back to my Facebook 2 years and quote some very powerful things that even when I hear it, it kind of makes my heart shake. And they're like, yo, where did that come from? Or where did you quote that from? First and foremost, I don't quote any other human being's words. And if I ever do, I put their name right after it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But when I say something and I put the word J Royal, Jason Dobson, King, after those words, those are my words. And honestly, the answer to where those words come from is literally my life. I just express what I've experienced or what I'm experiencing and where my mindset is at that particular time. And in a beautiful way, it usually can touch a lot of people because they have experienced or they are experiencing a lot that I have experienced, you know. But I always, from I was young till now, always tried to find a positive out of the worst situation.
Out of the negative. Right.
And I'm going to tell you, once you live life like that, you will always turn a negative. I don't care how bad that negative is. You got my word. You will turn
exactly
a negative into a positive every single time. And when you look back over life, you realize if you didn't go through those negatives, you would never be where you are right now. So if you had to live it all over again, I would go through those negatives again because the tears, the pain, the struggle is what made me able to be more accepting and be able to respect when times are good. You know what I'm saying? If I never felt
exactly
real pain, I would never know what real goodness felt like. So we need all of that. To me, it's the balance. So those words,
that's
they
right,
just
come
from my, they just come from my heart and from my experiences.
You most definitely belong here at Versatile because, you know, you kind of like, you kind of put the meaning in Can't Stop, Won't Stop there. You just took on a many facts here. You talk about Versatile. There's Versatile written all over your bio, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, ultimately.
It's called relentless, baby boy.
Ultimately, that's it.
Right.
It's just relentless. As long as I'm breathing, I'm gonna keep moving forward.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly.
I have no choice. You know, God willing, I will live a long, you know, long life. But you know, I can honestly say, God forbid, I was to go tomorrow, I can say, listen, I did and I achieved everything up until that moment that I know I could achieve, and that's all I want to be able to say, and that's what I want everyone
mm-hmm.
else that is around me to be able to say.
For
no
sure.
matter when your clock is stopped. You can go to sleep and say, you know what? I did everything I can possibly do up until that
mm-hmm.
moment. And once you've done
right.
that,
sure,
you've truly lived your life.
All right.
Wow.
Well, check this out, Jason. You know, we are very honored to have you join
very.
Us right here. I want to give a shout-out to your management, Janine, and everybody on your team out there. We have a couple of callers on the line. I'm only going to allow two of them to go ahead
right.
and touch down with you right now. But real quick, before that, and before we go ahead and bump me and you, I just kind of want to encourage you to never hold back to give credit.
That's it.
You feel
that's
in your
it.
Heart.
That's it.
All right?
I appreciate that.
Right.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm
honey,
getting some thanks.
What's up, honey?
I've had some supporters on the line for over an hour now, so I thank my people. They know I love them.
What's up, honey?
Who's this?
What's up?
Hey, Jason. This is Honey Cruz.
What's going on, Miss Cruz? Everything good?
Life is the bowl of cherries right about now. I should say chocolate-covered strawberries.
That's a beautiful thing. Thanks for holding on the line. I know that hole has been about over an hour long for some of you guys. I appreciate you guys waiting.
Oh, you know, I'm behind you 110%.
Thank you.
Always.
What you got for me?
One question I have for you. Just one.
Go ahead.
I want to know, what is the one thing that changed the way you look at life?
That's simple. The one thing happened 2 times. What do you think that is?
Your daughters.
My daughters. That's it. I got two daughters.
Right.
I got 2 kids. The first time that my life ever changed, I was 17 years old, and I looked into the eyes of a mini-me, and I knew that my life now stood for no longer myself, but the upbringing, the food being put into that child's mouth, the mindset that child was given, the protective shelter, the future, all now rested on my shoulders, and that was a day that my entire life changed.
Right.
Was I still a young youth at 17 years old? Did I still have a lot to learn? Yes. But at that particular moment, my life started going in that direction. And then I was hit with round two 4 years later where there was nothing more to talk about. And it just so happened that there were two girls, so I had no choice but to be the best man that I possibly can. So I honestly give all credit to those two girls. And for, you know, first and foremost, it has to be my mother, because I, you know, there are a lot of guys that out there that do get the girls or their children, and they don't know what to do with them. So you know, a lot of the fundamentals were taught to me by my mother, by a good household, and obviously, you know, we got to thank God for putting us all here for this to even be a possibility.
That's right. You know what, honey?
That was it.
Yeah, amen. What you think about that? And not only was it just a part of him, but it was a female.
It became one of those ironic type of things, because I mean, the same, like you said earlier, the same thing that how a lot I do garner a lot of interest from females, and based on that, a lot of dudes can use that in the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? So
most
a lot of guys they call it almost God's way of punishing a brother, that a ladies' man. They call it God's way of punishing a ladies' man by giving them daughters. But in my life, again, my goal was to turn every so-called supposed bad thing into a good thing. So rather than me get all tongue-tied and take it personal that I now have daughters and they're going to have to be put into a society of, you know, individuals that may do them dirty and break their hearts. I said, nah, let me do my part and try to change the society where, God willing, they can end up in front of a brother that he can say, I changed his life and I gave him a new mindset on how to treat a woman. And ultimately, my daughter will be treated by a brother with the same frame of mind and the same way of thinking like me, you know. So that's ultimately my goal. No dad wants to hand their daughter off. No dad wants to ever see their daughters going on a date, but it's reality. It's going to happen. So if I can change as many lives as possible and kind of pray that the man that they end up do giving the time of day to has some kind of a good heart and some kind of good intentions when it comes to their heart and their well-being based on something that I could have done 5, 10, 15, 20 years earlier, then I think my job is done.
Right.
That's very powerful.
Thank you.
Shavante. What you got,
Shavante? My question for you, Jason, is I kind of like inboxed you when I like first met you, and I basically wanted to know how I can go about becoming a part of your Royal Flush family life with the motorcycle aspect. I want to become a member.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for waiting an hour, because I know you've been on the line for at least an hour, 15 minutes to talk to me, so I appreciate that, and I love that. Basically, first and foremost, Royal Flush is a lifestyle, you know. So basically, anybody that can relate to the light that I try to shine on certain situations and the way to move through our life is automatically a part of the Royal Flush family, Royal Flush movement. But like you said, that Royal Flush was founded through a motorcycle club. So it's basically, as long as my core values as far as my motorcycle bike club members were upstanding people that can say they had something to give back to society, and that could have been in any way possible. It could have been by the job that they kept. It could have been through charity work. It could have been by anything. It could be a basketball coach. It could be a woman that just, at the end of the day, knows that her ultimate goal is to make sure that everyone else around her is living the most productive life possible. And that was pretty much, a lot of bike clubs have a reputation of being bad or a negative. My bike club is law enforcement. My bike club are politicians. My bike club are health and fitness enthusiasts. My bike club is every walk of life, but the right people from that walk of life that I was able to identify that they had the right intentions and whatever they were bringing to the table. So, I mean, basically, it's a no-brainer. You are obviously family because I come across you many times on a daily basis on the social media. I know you're there for the long haul. And I've seen nothing but good come out of you and everyone else that it rocks by my side. So it's a matter, as far as the bike club, it's a matter of first and foremost having a motorcycle. You got a motorcycle?
Yes, I do.
You got a bike, so that's...
So
we in there, and there's nothing more sexy than a female on a bike. So
exactly.
That right there gave you a lot of...
But my thing is, though, being a part of the club, I
right.
want to wear the Royal Flush vest.
Right.
Do I have to travel to Atlanta City to
what I would want to do is I'm gonna have to figure out exactly what city you're at, and what we do is we do like every other club. We start a chapter, baby, and that's it. We'll start a chapter right in your city, and you be the leader of that chapter. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we'll have a
right.
Royal Flush chapter out
happen.
There, and that's
we
how it goes. That's how it starts. So I can't be everywhere in the country.
Right.
But once I know that you have the right intentions and you have the core values,
the reason why I'm trying to inquire about it is because I do have my hand in a lot of things here. I mean, not like publicly and socially, but, you know what I'm saying, personally, individually, like I go to school, I'm a nurse, I do taxes. I'm a well-rounded person in a lot of different areas.
She's
but
versatile.
I want to put my feet directly into something and make it expand to a level
I like it.
Of excellence. So I'm very adamant, very passionate about wanting to bring the Royal Flush family here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So I'm just putting it out there to you and letting you know, and I will continue to follow you and be a very loyal supporter because, like, my armada is loyalty is royalty, and
right.
I'm a very loyal person. I'm definitely backing you, like, 110%, like Honey Cruz said, too.
And I appreciate
that's,
that.
That's dedication right there.
I appreciate
yes.
that, and you understand that same mindset, loyalty and royalty do go hand in hand. I'm sure over the
yes,
past
sir.
Months and years, you've seen that that's all I stand by, and you now have
yes.
my word as J. Royal, Jason Dobson himself, that there will be a Royal Flush chapter in your city in Pennsylvania, and that's going to be your chapter. All right?
Yes.
Let's spread this movement, baby. Listen, it's all positivity.
Yes,
I look forward to the first rally and the first event we have out there. Whether it's giving back to our domestic violence survivors or any children in distress. So that's going to be our first movement in your area.
Absolutely.
You put out the chapter, and we will definitely, definitely put that all as many places as we can get it. Versatile Radio.
Consider it done.
We'll enforce that.
Yes. Royal Flush Life will be the next Hell's Angels.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
You're welcome.
Listen, we're going to go ahead and bump this me and you. Let's talk about who you work with on this particular track. I know you mentioned something earlier. You did the variety and you kind of like pushed it to the side and all that. Any shout-outs you want to give on to this track?
Me and you, man. Me and you, I give the shout-out, obviously, to my partner in crime, Miss Tina Perez. That's another up-and-coming Atlantic City artist. Very, very talented young lady. You know, again, another strong, independent woman out here working, grinding, you know, doing her thing to make sure she's not dependent on anybody. And she's got swag, you know. You can't deny the fact that she has a look, she has swag, and she's definitely got a skill, and that skill is singing and writing music. So it was a pleasure putting this track together with her. This was seamless. It was very easy. There was no drama. It was just a matter of us both coming together with a concept, and we just both did what we had to do. So like I said, that this track, it made a splash and I had moved on from it real quick. But we're actually, like I said, going to be in New York City this Sunday. We're going to devote a full 24 hours to a real sexy video to this track. So you guys can look forward to that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Jay Royal featuring Tina Perez.
One more time. Let's throw your link out there.
Jay Royal featuring Miss Tina Perez.
Let's do this. Thank you.
Can't stop.
Trust, loyalty, soldier, sex.
You see me through.
Love,
second stage.
Trust, loyalty, protector, sex.
Don't you ever,
love,
don't you ever quit.
Trust, best friend and your lover, sex.
Don't you ever,
love,
don't you ever quit.
Trust, best friend and your lover.
It all began with sex, love, trust, loyalty. That had our stock slowly blowing up. Royalty, moving stuff, it's only been a month. Toiletry, waking up, I'm thirsty for your touch. Nourish me, his and hers, which prefers you deserve. Cause the day your brother met you, all I had was words. Now I let the words fly me like a bird. To my spot up top to watch you park your Bentley on the curb. Pick and choose, eating designer food. Step in designer shoes, you're not allowed to lose. We not inclined to prove to any other fools. Who, what, where, why, when, and how we choose to love each other, over and undercover. Never put no one else in this funky world above each other. I solemnly swear, I sit and take this oath. Under the most high, for you I'm gon' ride.
You do a lie, I'm up to me.
Do it all,
don't you ever, don't you ever quit. You see me through,
second
stage.
I fuck her cause she like it rough. I breathe for her, I live for her, I sin for her, I do a bid for her. No insecurity, secure is what I give to her. Her friends debating, they be hating, trying to live through her. They catching feelings, misery, don't wanna be alone. I'm catching feelings every time I hear my baby moan. Between your legs, proud to be the president. It's me and you forever, babe, the world's become irrelevant.
Have you on Birth Child Radio today. We look forward to have you joining us again. Any type of updates, new events, more than welcome.
you guys are now family. You guys are now part of the Royal Flush family, so you guys can expect a regular check-in. You know, it was definitely my pleasure to be on here today. I got a lot of feedback and a lot of supporters that are texting me and inboxing me right now. Basically, I want to just thank you guys for having me on here. Make sure you guys, you know, stay in contact through social media, whether it be Facebook. Again, the Facebook is facebook.com/JasonDobbs, Jason Boss Dobson. The Instagram is J Royal Official, JAYROYAL Official. Twitter is King J Royal, and the YouTube, like I said, we're trending right now on YouTube. Just type in J Royal, Raise the Roof, or just J Royal. You see a lot of my products that I got on there. I just want to send a quick thank you and shout out and love to my royal angels. You know, I got a world of females out there that I deem my angels, because without them, there would be no J Royal. Because like I said, I am the people's artist. You know, they literally hand walked me this entire way through the promotion and the support and the love. And the days where I'm so overwhelmed that I feel like, hey, you know what? Let me just stick to what's in front of me. They're the ones that inspire me to keep pushing. So a lot of those nights when I'm on 20 minutes of sleep, it really is my angels that are carrying me throughout the day, because I know that there are so many that depend on me. So I want to just thank them and, you know, the world, man. There's a whole world out there to be touched, and I'm going to enjoy this ride on, you know, trying to just put the right frame of mind to the masses. With that said,
you're on your way, brother.
Right.
Along with that, I want to say not only are we a part of your family, but you are now a part of ours officially. So we're going to do it like this. Royalty through versatile right here.
Let's get it. Royal Flush, baby. Royal Flush life.
Jason, I got to ask this. Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist, like I said in my XXL bio, I can't really call a favorite. There's a lot of artists that I listen to. You know, I'm very versed. Just like my music is versatile, my taste of music is versatile. So in every genre, there's going to be artists that I listen to more than some, but there's a lot of artists that I respect. You know, I mean, it's obviously going to have to go to the founders of the hip-hop, you know, movement in New York and the world. You know, just everybody, man. The Run DMCs, from the old school to the Mob Deeps, to the Lost Boys, to the update Jay-Z's, and you know, basically we can't forget the late great, the Pox and the Biggies, and you know, those are all individuals that in their own way influenced me. I mean, a lot of, you know, you got to understand when you're a dude growing up and your dad's not around, a lot of the times you're kind of raised by music.
That's,
and in my case,
yeah,
I was raised by hip-hop music. A lot of men's voices that I was hearing was coming from a lot of our musical artists, our hip-hop artists. So it was just on me as a man to just soak in what I felt applied to me, and I let fly whatever I didn't want to be a part of. So, you know, it's going to be an array of many artists that I could say have influenced me and that I respect, but I don't really do favorites, and I don't really do idolizing. You know, they all in their own way have touched me in some way.
You're definitely moving in a positive direction, though, right there, my brother. You know, like we said, XXL magazine drops May 20th. Royal Flush clothing line, you can get them right here. You know, for Versatile Radio, we will be promoting anything that you have. You know, like I said, you're part of our extended family now.
I appreciate it, baby. You're part of my family, Royal Flush. Like I said, Royal Flush life forever. Versatile,
that's right here.
Bless
Royal
you. Thank you.
Royalty through versatile, baby.
You already know.
Yes. Any other shout-outs you want to throw out there?
That's God, man. Just want to thank God for, you know, put me on this earth, and, you
that's
know,
right,
basically my mother. At the end of the day, man, a lot of people they get to where they want to be in life, and they forget the person that birthed them. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. So I want to just thank my mother and everyone that holds me down, man. Like I said, you can only go but so far by yourself, you know. But if people aren't around you, inspiring you and pushing you to follow your dreams, and letting you know what their dreams and helping, asking you to help them make their dreams a reality, then you really have no reason for being here. So I just want to, my thank yous for everybody that's actually took the time out of their night to listen to me right now, and the millions that I know that will eventually listen to me. So I just want to thank them in advance too.
Most definitely. You just had about 122 new listeners just join us. Let's go ahead and throw
one
more time.
We're talking about
it right
here.
One
listen,
more time.
Listen, you guys are kind of late, but like I said, you can definitely catch me.
I think we're
going to
have to establish our own chapter real soon here.
Thank you guys for checking
Thank
in, man.
Jason.
Like I said, we live in a Royal Flush life, positivity, but we're going to have a damn good time doing it.
That's right.
Right. One more shout-out. Any credits?
One more shout out. Any credits? The only other shout that I could think of is the brother that, like I said, that I already shouted out early was my producing team, the Royal Mafia, that made a lot of these tracks a possibility. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, we're not done, man. There's gonna be years of shout outs left. So I think we kind of wrapped up the shout outs for tonight. You know, basically the most important is gonna be Versatile. Versatile made this night a possibility. So the most important people on my list right now is gonna be Versatile Radio.
You.
So I want to thank you guys from the heart. And I just hope that, you know, God gives you the ultimate success. And just like I preach to my people, preach to you to never slow down on your push forward and never doubt yourselves, because you guys will take your goals way past your expectations.
Can't stop, won't stop. That's what we say all the time, you know?
All right.
Got to keep it
moving.
Got to keep it moving positive, in a positive direction. You're a very
positive man.
And I respect that.
Legends of Freestyle Radio.
On legendsoffreestyle.com.
Here goes another bloody mix. By the shadow, 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 by the shadow.
You see?
Three.
You see?
Two.
You see?
One.
You see?
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody say one, five, black, one time.
work is red hot.
Not a problem that I can't fix, 'cause I can do it in the mix.
Everybody's dancing, and we're having a real good time.